This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We'll get to our regular roundtable in just a few minutes, but first, how the transition of power in Congress will affect African-American lawmakers. Congressman Mel Watt of North Carolina is chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, or CBC. He joins us now. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
So what's the makeup of the CBC before the elections, and how has that changed with the elections?
Well, we had 43 members before the election. We have 43 members after the election. We had some changes in the composition. Major Owens went out in New York. We picked up a seat in Minnesota. We had a little turnover here and there, but when all was said and done, we came out with the exact same numbers.
So you have the same numbers, but some new faces. You've got Keith Ellison, who is in Minnesota. He is the first Muslim in Congress, from what we understand, a black Muslim. Have you spoken with him yet?
Yes, I have not spoken with him since this election, but we had long conversations after he won the primary. And I found him to be just a very, very intelligent, articulate spokesperson.
Now, currently in the House, you've got 21 standing committee chairpeople. They're all white men. With the election, you can expect some folks from the CBC and some women to get some of these positions. So are you at this point going to try to advocate for people to take certain positions? Who is in line to take leadership positions in the House?
Well, of course, you have Charlie Rangel, who is in line to become chair of Ways and Means, and John Conyers, who's in line to become chair of Judiciary. But you also have three other African-American ranking members of full committees, Representative Benny Thompson, who is ranking member of Homeland Security and would be in line to become chair, Alcee Hastings, who is next in line on Intelligence Committee, and Juanita Melinda McDonald from California, who's in line to become chair of House Administration Committee.
Let me ask you this. You guys are all Democrats. At one point, there was J.C. Watts, who was in Congress. He was a Republican. He didn't play ball so well with the CBC. Even though the Democrats seem to have won both the House and the Senate at this point, even though the Senate is still a bit in flux, are you concerned that all of your membership comes from one party?
Well, I'm always concerned. I think it would be great to have members from the Republican side and the Democratic side, but that's not a condition or a situation that I created or that I really have the ability to do anything about. I think the Republicans need to run more African-American candidates that are consistent with the interest of African-Americans, and if they did, they would perhaps get a lot more African-American support. They had that opportunity with Steele in Maryland. He was out of step with African-Americans on a number of issues. They had that opportunity in the House with Vernon Robinson in North Carolina, who campaigned on the theme that he wanted to be the black Jesse Helms. So obviously, he didn't get any African-American votes, but if we had good representatives, African-American representatives in the Republican side, and they chose to become members of the Congressional Black Caucus, I think it would be a great thing. Our agenda is neither Democratic nor Republican. This is consistent with the interest of African-Americans. And we've tried to position the Congressional Black Caucus in that way and hold Republicans and Democrats accountable on the same standards and agenda equally.
Congressman Watt, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Congressman Mel Watt, Democrat of North Carolina, is the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus.